I want to introduce Kat Cannon. Kat has been my intern this summer and has worked so hard on the Trap Free New Mexico campaign. So let's end with Kat, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Hi. I would just like to say two things. I think this is a really good indication of the anti-trapping sentiment that exists in New Mexico. But this summer, I spent 2 days gathering signatures only for about 5 hours, and I only had 2 people out of over 300 decline to sign the petition. And during that time, so many people told me that their dog had encountered a trap, and they weren't even aware that trapping was legal on all public lands in New Mexico. They thought it was a freak incident. So I think there are a huge number of people in this state who feel the same way that everyone in this room does. They're just really not aware of the extent of the issue. Something else I'd like to point out is that the New Mexico Department of Game and Fish, their bobcat numbers are based on a study that was conducted in Arizona in an area that was extremely densely populated with bobcats. And the authors of the study actually deemed their methods for estimating populations to be quote unquote useless. So I think that since we don't know how many bobcats there actually are in the state of New Mexico, we cannot effectively manage them because management implies that you can predict an outcome. I'd also like to say that when you're considering a protected or endangered species, that we should err on the side of caution, and right now we're taking the wait and see approach, which we know doesn't work. And 2,000 trappers will find another way to support themselves. They'll find another niche in society, but 50 Mexican wolves who are teetering on the brink of extinction and the most endangered North American land mammal, they do not have that luxury. That's all.
Let me first just ask the panel members if they have any questions before we come to some final wrap-up of this evening's activities. Questions, comments, requests for clarification?
I would thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to make a couple of comments. I appreciate everyone's testimony tonight. I mean everyone's testimony. I'm disappointed that there was not testimony from the other side here tonight. I really did want to hear from them, but they weren't here, which makes me question why they weren't here. But as I listened to these stories, I reflected on my own life and my childhood of walking through the northern Maine woods and seeing bear and beaver and bobcat up there. And I know that I still hike through the woods. I was up in the 100-mile wilderness up in Maine not long ago, up in the Gila, and I very seldom see animals in the wild anymore. And when I do, it's a very exciting, exciting thing. So I really do appreciate everyone coming forward tonight, being here, staying through this lengthy hearing, and I want to thank you. And I guess that's all I really want to say. Really, you know, the testimony tonight, we have a daunting task ahead of us. And so thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes.
I'd just like to follow up on that, because I think there's a lot of energy in this room, and we know that the people who are here represent just the tip of the iceberg of this issue and the people in New Mexico that care about it. And so I just like to say to you, Madam Chair, and everybody else on the panel, everybody else, I would like to see this issue pursued, and I know that we're going to do it in every way that we possibly can, and includes grassroots organizing and talking to our legislators and trying to build an agenda that will eventually pass there. I suspect that the reason why the pro-trapping people are not here is because they already have their audience. They've already had their way with the Game and Fish Commission, and they don't need to be here. They're not frustrated. We are.
One idea that came up when this panel met for the first time this evening before we began was from Oscar Simpson, who basically said, look, we really should have an open comment period for people to submit written comments. So in the interim, when we took the break, I talked to Wendy, and here's what I'm going to give you, and that is the website to Wild Earth Guardians, which is really simple because it's www.wildearthguardians.org. And soon, they are going to put up, correct me if I'm wrong in my understanding, they're going to put up on their website a link for the submission of comments. And I understand then that they will gather those comments during a declared 30-day time period. They'll make those available to the panel members. I think the obligation on you folks is to spread the word among people you know. Pass on the link, do whatever you might want to do if you would like others to be making written comments that essentially become a part of this record. Then I think there's going to be somewhat of a burden on this panel to try to determine exactly where we go from here. I have a strong feeling for myself, and I think the other panel members agreed when we spoke, that we want to at least sum up and give our sense of this meeting, which to me has become pretty clear. I'm not sure when I entered into it that I thought it would be quite as cut and dried as it is. But we'll attempt to come up with some sort of a report that hopefully will lay out some of the recommendations, including many of the things that you all have stated today. I think that one of the obvious things that may need to be done is an approach to the legislature. And if that is to happen, a lot of people see that as being a fairly long haul. I don't know what all that will entail, but I do know that that, if it's to be successful, involves incredible citizen participation as well as organizational participation. So just keep that in mind. But I think if I can call on other panel members to comment, that's more or less where we stand. Yes. And we'll be keeping in touch and taking the next step.
I'd just like to add something. On the one hand, it's a shame that we won't probably be able to get a bill before the legislature till 2013. Mm-hmm. But I really want to reemphasize the point that Ralph Levine made, and he is a past master at getting legislation through with the help of his wife Selena and the PAW group. The most important thing we can do is to find out, as Ralph said, whether your legislators are pro trapping or not, and vote them out if they are pro. Because I've been to many sessions and testified at the state legislature, and it's the most depressing experience I have had. I've lived here 15 years. I've almost moved back to Massachusetts. It is incredibly depressing. You have to vote the you-know-who's out. Because when you go before them and you give all of these emotional statements, they just don't care. So you need to get people who care about this issue. The most important thing you can do is vote. Thank you. Yes.
There was one person who commented about money. And here's to give you a little synopsis. The game department is primarily funded through the sale of license sales, hunting and fishing licenses. The key thing is most other states that have adequate management have other dedicated funding sources. Now, one of the biggest rubs between sportsmen is their dollars have been stretched thin, and the requirements on the game department have been saying, just don't manage hunting and fishing. Now you got to manage all the wildlife. So if we're going to deal with management and have enough staff, you're going to have to get the legislature to dedicate funds to manage for non-game species. Now, I was a number of years ago, 10 years or 12 years ago, or if it's been a long time, in the 90s, they expanded the game commission from 5 people to 7 people, and they added in a conservation or environmental position and a permittee or a grazing person. The key thing is every governor has appointed these game commissioners based on money. not on what they knew, it's all politics. And this is what's got me in trouble, and I only lasted 1 year on the Game Commission, because I exposed too much dirty underwear and asked too many questions and don't follow the, I go against the money flow or whoever wants the special interest. The Game Commission is the most sought-after commission in the entire state. It's about money and influence. It's just like our, that's why our economy's in such hell of a mess. So, the key thing in this legislative approach to ban trapping, if you're going to fix a solution, you got to have an agency that has the money and the staff that can manage the wildlife and or protect it. That has been the problem with the Game Department since Aldo Leopold said we need to get a hold and get the politics out of the Game Department Game Commission, and they created the Game Commission. It takes a vigilant, alert public to keep these people accountable, because it's politics, 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 and it's gotten worse in the last couple of few years. So that's my word of advice. A few years ago, the conservation, environmental community, and sportsmen got together to try and get dedicated funding from the oil and gas company. Now this, and I'll send it to you later, maybe we can put some links up on this trapping stuff, but the point is, in 1954, they carved out a portion of the oil and gas money to go to reclamation, to both be used for conservation work. It never has been used. In the heyday, a few years ago before the oil and gas went down, it was $60 million a year. The legislatures use that money for pork barrel projects, and that's their Patron system. That's wildlife conservation money we need to target and go after. That provides good money, and the Game Department also doesn't have matching money to match the state money to match federal money. That's worth the gold mine. So those are some of the techniques that we can go and solve some of these solutions and get good, sound management. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you all who gave your testimony today. It was very heartfelt and it was very compelling. And I learned a lot and I was very moved by it. I would also like to say, don't forget your local governments. As a matter of fact, we passed a resolution in Santa Fe County in support of banning cruel animal trapping. And I'll just say from personal experience that the people in Santa Fe County were very involved in this, and we got hundreds of emails from people saying that that was what their position was. And I can tell you that at least one of the commissioners, that was a big factor in how that commissioner voted on that resolution. So don't ever think that your voice doesn't count. If you really get out and send the emails and letters and cards and messages, it really does make a difference. So again, thank you all.
Can I follow up on that very quickly? I've said before, I was a county commissioner, not in this state, but in Illinois for 10 years, from 92 to 02. And I can just confirm what she said. We always think, when you're a member of the public, that, my voice doesn't matter much. But at the county level, at your city level, at your state level, the number of people who actually bother to make a phone call, to write a letter, or now send an email, or get to know your representative at whatever level, enough to be able to communicate that, is really quite small. And the people who do it the most are the ones, and what we would call the special interest, because they've got something to gain. The average public citizen needs to know that your voice makes a huge difference. There are people who can be swayed if they hear enough, and enough is not necessarily huge numbers of people. You can make a difference if you speak up and get to know your representative at any level and communicate with them very clearly and without being angry or hostile or accusatory, just calm and rational and present the facts. You can make a difference.
Do you want to stand up so that everybody can hear what you have to say?
It seems to me that, if you can't pass legislation for quite a while, there are people wandering around on public lands that are in danger. We have some goals, and one goal after hearing all this testimony is public safety. And I don't know whose job that would be or whose funding that would be. Maybe we could ask the legislature We need the public to be told that it's dangerous out there. And in doing that, you're saving some dogs and some people. You know, this is New Mexico. This is what you've got.
Let me make a proposal, because I have a suspicion that we could be here for a long time this evening talking about various alternatives and suggestions about what to do. These may be the kinds of things that you could put in those written comments once that's up on the website of Wild Earth Guardians, and that's something that could be taken into account. It is an interesting issue that's raised, what to do between now and the time that a bill can actually be introduced without the governor putting it on the call during this short session, which is going to be in 2012. That's why the delay until 2013, is we don't expect the governor will ask that this be put before the legislature, and without that, it's not going to happen. So important points, I think, that are being raised, but I think at some point my task is going to be to call an end to this. And I see one other person who
one question, please.
Has a new comment.
Where are the legal standpoints? Can't people sue these people? Can't you sue for having your hand caught in a trap or your dog's leg caught in a trap? Can't you file a lawsuit?
Who do you sue?
Well, yeah, there are questions. Well, I am a lawyer. I'm not here to give any advice to anyone. That's a really interesting question, because how do you sue people who are engaging in illegal activity?
On public property.
Well, but it's legal on public property. It's a complicated issue, and I think that's why the thrust is being put toward legislation rather than getting caught up in the courts on what could possibly be a relatively dubious legal theory, or a very complicated one, to say the best for it.
So I think somebody ought to try it once and see what happens.
Well,
it's a great idea. We probably need to cleaning up and moving out.
And this does bring it all
to
an end. Thank you all very much. And please check the website of Wild Earth Guardians, because that may also end up being the place we end up posting a report. Thank you. Well, the website probably has an address.